I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a segment.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
Well, I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, confirm or deny. Brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Lease the 2022 RX350 premium package from just $318 biweekly for 39 months. Available for immediate delivery. Details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com. All right. We may have a couple on the fly confirm or denies, you know. Does the O-Dog look like Mike Trout? Confirm or deny. Will more athletes use evolving away from their sport as opposed to retiring from their sport? That's maybe we'll bookend those, okay? We'll save that for the end.
All right.
But let's get this party started. Sidney Crosby turned 35 this week. Now, I don't believe he is on the verge of evolving away from his NHL career. I think he's going to play for a number of years. But let's look into the future here. Confirm or deny, Sidney Crosby will have a visible role in the hockey world after he retires from playing. Visible could mean media, management, ownership, but visible. He will not just disappear. He will still be a big part of the hockey world. Sidney Crosby.
I'm going to say confirm because it's going to go based on a story I once heard where, you know, a coach had said to him, like, hey, what do you have planned for this summer? You know, the end of season meetings. And it was like, well, I'm going to do this, this, this. And it was all about, like, what he was going to do to prepare for hockey, right? Even though the season, it relax, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, clearly maybe end of August start doing some things. But it was almost like immediate, the things that he was listing that he was going to do. And his coach was like, yeah, but what are you going to do for fun? Like, what are you going to do to let the game go? And apparently Sidney just looked at him like he had seven heads. Like, what do you mean? There is nothing else that I want to do. So he loves the game so much that I can't see him not being a part of something. But then, so I'm going to say confirm, but I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when you're so involved as a player that maybe you just cut the cord when it's all said and done. Because you just need to walk away or you'll
go crazy. Like it based on his personality, right? Like his personality, he is in the same vein as, you know, you look at a guy like Brady, right? Like Brady has already signed a deal. He's working for Fox for the next 10 years. Peyton Manning's doing his thing with ESPN. Very visible. They're in the media. I'm not sure I picture media in Sidney Crosby's future. So,
no. But I'm with Andy, though. I'm going to confirm it, Hayes, because I do think, like, Sid the Kid is the definition of a hockey lifer. It's been his entire life to this point, and I just can't see a guy like that moving away from the game completely. He's going to be involved in some way, and I think it'll be a big way. I think it'll be a Steve Yzerman-esque, Joe Sakic-esque thing. I'm not saying he's going to be a GM, but I think he has that leadership quality, obviously. He's been
a captain
since he was a teenager, and he has to be a force, but I doubt it's going to be, you know, wearing one of these things talking about the game.
No, I can't. I cannot picture him doing. Although I couldn't picture Wayne Gretzky doing it, and he's doing it for TNT.
Yeah,
I never saw that happening. You know, who knows? 20 years down the road, where Sid will be.
Yeah, but are you going to get hot takes from
no,
him?
No, but you don't get hot takes from Gretzky.
That's like what I mean. Like, they're not Charles Barkley. Like, you're not going to have these, like, players go in and then just kind of blow your socks off with certain comments and stuff. It's still just going to.
It's not in their personality.
Gretzky. Gretzky's a great storyteller, though, right?
Like, yes, he is.
And he's got a great memory. He's got great anecdotes. So I think he carries it that way. I'm not sure about Sid. Like, Sid's never come off as a great storyteller. Maybe he is one, you know, sort of secretly away from the microphones. Kind of like O-Dog. O-Dog was never filling notebooks as a player.
No.
And then when he got into the media business, he turned into a star. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's hard to prognosticate sometimes, and maybe Sid could surprise us.
He could. I mean, based on him being, you know, he's not a kid anymore, but he has no social media presence whatsoever. Mm-mm. And that doesn't necessarily have to mean anything for projection, but he doesn't seem to be seeking any spotlight for anything other than what he does on the ice. Like, that's it, the ice. You know, yes, he does promotional work. You know, he's the face of, what is it, Tim Hortons and, you know, a number of different major companies that he endorses. But in terms of this, I will confirm it with one role in mind that I see him taking on, and that is as the architect of Team Canada at the Olympic Games. Like, I see that in his future, right? That doesn't mean he'll be a president of hockey operations anywhere else. Like, again, I can't picture him working anywhere else than Pittsburgh now, too, right? Like, Yzerman had to go to Tampa, then came back to Detroit. Sakic did start in Colorado, stays in Colorado, will be in there for a long time. I don't see Sid as the GM of Florida before he returns to Pitt. You know, like, I just don't picture that. So unless it's Pittsburgh, which with new ownership, I don't know if they're going to have the same association with him. But I could absolutely see him playing the role of Bobby Clark in 98, Gretzky in 02 and 06, Yzerman in 10 and 14. Like, I see that in his future. Hockey Canada calling him up saying, Sid, we need you as the voice box here, the face of it all.
New president right there. Well, can't come soon enough, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go in that direction, but I see him involved in the national team. I could see that being the case. But I am curious, like, what his future holds, because, again, he's been in our lives for 20 years. I don't feel like I know him at all.
No.
Like, Gretzky, I felt like we knew because we knew his dad. His mom would be at the rinks. We knew his brothers and sisters. And I don't feel like we know Sidney Crosby very well at all. And I think that's the way he wants it. And I credit him for being someone so popular and so well-known to be able to withhold all that.
It's not just him, though, Hayes. It's his supporting cast that knows how to zip it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been with, like, a long time, and here's the thing. I don't even know. Are they engaged, right? Like, he's had this, like, long-time girlfriend, nothing. Parents, you don't hear from them, nothing, right? Like, his whole support crew as well just shuts it down and doesn't say anything. If anything, I've heard stories more so from our boy Gord Miller, because Gord knows Sidney very well, and usually in the offseason they'll do some stuff, and he shared some stories about where Sid has taken the Stanley Cup and publicized, right? But, you know, obviously he has the permission to share some of these stories. That's where I've learned some stuff, even about Sid, or, you know, again, like I said, talking to Dan Bylsma and stuff, just some of the things, you know, when he was coaching him. Other than that, to your point, it's like you get nothing. Got nothing.
No, nothing. Nothing. All right, moving on. Confirm or deny. You say Kikuchi will still be making starts for the Blue Jays in the month of September. Confirm or deny.
I'm going to deny this. I think this is going to run its course. I think they're committed to trying here, Hayes and Andy. They're putting on a brave face and a smiley face after he does what he did last night, which is give up three home runs and, you know, give up a three runner in the first inning to really deflate the place and lose a game for the Blue Jays to the Baltimore Orioles with the inconsistency that has plagued him. But this can't go on forever. Can't be John Schneider saying we really like his effort, we really like his grind forever. And I gotta figure, like, we're in early August here. He's gonna get a few more chances, and I see a situation where they're gonna have to cut bait and say you are evolving away from starting to be a bullpen presence because we don't have any left-handers out there, and we hope we never have to use you, by the way.
Not ideal.
Yeah, I'll deny, because when it also gets to crunch time, I don't know. You can't make mistakes. You can't be afforded any of those, right? If they want to make a good run here. So I'll deny.
Yeah, I'm going to confirm it because I just don't think they have options. You know, I think Ross Stripling, when he returns, he will return to the rotation clearly. Mitch White is a guy. Like, does Mitch White have the chops to be a guy pitching in September as well in your rotation? I'm not sure.
They might try him.
They're trying him right now, and I believe they will continue to try him. But, like, the only reason Kikuchi was back in the first place was because of the money and then because of the injuries. That money is still on the books in September. You know, it doesn't mean he's pitching in the playoffs. But in September, I think, you know, Atkins and company, they're going to make that call. It's not John Schneider. Schneider's got to go out and be the voice box and spin it positively. Until management makes that call, he's pitching every fifth day. It's such a massive investment. They don't have any real options, you know, beyond it. And if Stripling's out for an extended period of time or another guy gets injured, Kikuchi's probably going to pitch. You know, like, who else are you bringing up that's going to supply you innings? You know, you could go with openers. That's a possibility.
Well,
but
they might. They might have to, Hayes.
He's been awful. He's been awful.
I mean, it demoralizes the clubhouse if this guy's just going to be what he is. And there's really no hope around the corner that anything's going to change substantially. And to your point, too, it puts too much pressure on Gausman and Manoah. to be the only two guys that this team can count on, especially if Barrios doesn't pick it up. So, man, I agree with you. The options aren't great, and they're certainly they're not a long list of them.
They're limited.
But I think they're going to have to explore them.
Moving on, confirm or deny. The NFL MVP will be one of the quarterbacks in the AFC West. So, in other words, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson, Derek Carr. One of those four quarterbacks, one of them will be the MVP in the NFL this year. Confirm or deny?
I got a big denial on this one.
Really?
Because I think the NFL MVP this very season, Hayes, it will not be your boy Aaron Rodgers for a third straight time. There'll be no triple crown. It is going to be Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
There you go, Andy.
I am 100% certain of this. As somebody who did grow up a Bills fan, I don't really cheer for anybody anymore, but I did grow up, you know, seeing the debauchery in the parking lot at Orchard Park in New York. Those fans need it. They want it, and that team can deliver it. I think Josh Allen is the man to be the best player in that league this year.
Okay, I like it.
He looked good last year, right? Like, I don't see why he couldn't, you know, repeat that. Last year was the real hope for Buffalo Bills fans. I wish it was Jalen Hurts, as we all know, supporting the Eagles. But that's what I was going to say. I think Allen's the one who's going to give everyone a run for their money on that one.
Yeah, I think Allen, I haven't looked at the most recent odds moving into the season, but he would be up there. Joe Burrow would be up there, although he's coming off the appendectomy, so I wonder how that might affect, you know, the start of the season for him. And then, you know, you got the elder statesman in the NFC with Rodgers, with Brady. But I'm going to confirm it. My concern is that there's four really good teams, four really good quarterbacks, and the winner of that division could be, you know, 10 or 11 wins because they all kind of eat each other up. So what is that going to mean for MVP votes? Mahomes always gives you a chance. Like, you can always feel pretty good about, you know, a safe bet in betting in Mahomes to win the MVP. Herbert seems to have the stuff. If the Chargers can get the coaching where they're winning, you know, he's going to put up insane numbers, likely. Wilson, though, screams, you know, conventional thinking in terms of the way the MVP works. A guy that moves on, it's a new spot, it's a really good franchise that just needed one piece to put them over the top. We've seen this story so many times before. He's had a great Hall of Fame career. He's never won the MVP. I don't think he's ever had a top three or top five vote for the MVP. If he can put it together and succeed out there, if they can win the division and he puts up big numbers, I think Russell Wilson has a real shot. So, you know, you're giving me four. I don't think Derek Carr's a legitimate MVP option, but I think Mahomes, Herbert, and Wilson are three of the six or seven true options to win it. It's going to be a quarterback.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it's always a quarterback.
I'll take it. I'll confirm it. All right, final one here. The Brooklyn Nets will eventually lower their demands in a trade for Kevin Durant.
They will be
the ones to drop the price.
100% confirm.
Yeah.
100% confirm, Andy. And, you know, it's a dastardly play by Kevin Durant to leak that piece of information to Shams Charania yesterday to let the world know that he informed the owner of the Brooklyn Nets that it's either fire GM Sean Marks and coach Steve Nash or guess what? I'm not your guy. You're going to have to trade me. Puts the Nets in a terrible position. Obviously, it was designed that way. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant wants out, and the Nets are going to have to get him out. They can't allow this dysfunction to continue. They can't fire the coach and the GM and kowtow to that kind of, you know, crazy demand. So I think they're going to have to trade him. And for all the talk about how Joseph Tsai is going to extract every asset possible from whoever gets Kevin Durant, guess what? He's not. Because Kevin Durant is going to be traded, and it's not going to be for the kind of haul the Nets were hoping.
Yeah, I have to confirm it, too, because I think if you're also other teams, you're looking at what he's doing. Why would you want that in your room? You're now looking at these demands saying, get rid of this, get rid of that. Again, why would you want to welcome that into your room? So then you start to say, okay, I like the player. I still feel like he can give us something, but there's clearly drama that comes with it. You know, and I believe we had this conversation before. I think Hayes, you may have been off, but I remember this when we had this conversation about a month ago, filling in on Overdrive about players who were starting to make more demands, right? Trying to control a little bit more of their career. And I just said, be careful when you do that, because when you start saying, I want trades, or I want this guy gone, or I want that guy gone, like, it just, like, owners, other teams, they just start to figure it out. Like, it's nice to be able to say I can control my own destiny and I get to say where I go and play. But then teams start to be like, well, if you're that type of person, maybe our contracts to you are not as long. Maybe we're not giving you the longer deals. Or maybe we're not giving you as much power because suddenly you think you do have power and bringing in a coach and getting rid of a coach and all that kind of stuff. Like, the market always finds a way to correct itself. And in the NBA, I feel more than any other sport, like, the athletes have been the most vocal about where they want to be, where they don't want to be, who they want to be playing with, bring in, like, they act like GMs and everything too. Be careful, because at some point that has an expiration date. That has like a shelf life, right? Yep. And people don't like it. And I think, you know, it's kind of put the Nets in a situation where I think they do have to, they're going to have to drop their ask, because other teams are going, we don't want that.
Right. Well, that's it. I'm sure there are some teams that are, you know, basically veered off because they're like, it's not worth it. We're not going to pay that price. And, you know, we can't trust them. We don't know what Durant's going to be like if he's in our town and in our room. You know, the Nets owner tweeted out last night, he's full support of Nash and Marks. So that's not changing. That was mandatory. He had to come out and support the coach and the GM had to. So they're sticking around. I'd love to see Durant have to show up at camp. It would be electric theater, man. It would be truly incredible to see him in camp trying to coexist with Steve Nash and Kyrie Irving. Now the reports are out that Kyrie hates these two. Of course he does. But I will confirm this as well, because you're dealing with sharks here. You're dealing with other GMs who they smell blood in the water.
Yeah.
You know, they smell the dysfunction.
Yeah.
They understand now that the owner's involved, it's just going to get worse for Brooklyn the closer it gets to the deadline, which I believe would be day one of camp. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they like Sean Marks, I don't believe now he can call up. We'll see. Like, it has happened before where you hold your ground, you force a guy to show up, and maybe he will show up for the money and just for the pride and consistency of it all. Maybe he does. Maybe they work it out. Aaron Rodgers did end up working it out with the Packers. That was very tumultuous at the time. It worked out in the end. But the idea that Sean Marks, the GM of the Nets, can call other GMs and say, we don't feel like we're working on a timeline, probably doesn't hold as much weight anymore.
No. Right?
If you're Steve Nash, though, you got to have a meeting, too. Like, if he's still around and you want him to come to camp.
If he's at camp, yes. I don't think you talk to him between now and, like, the middle of September. But once you're within days of camp and you feel like it's coming, you got to get out in front of that. You got to have some sort of a sit-down for sure.
That's just weird.
It is weird. All right, there it is. Confirmed tonight. Brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Lease the 2022 RX 350 premium package from just $318 biweekly for 39 months. Available for immediate delivery. Details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com.